Good morning and welcome to Filtered. It's the third episode of the week. Filtered is a daily digital diary brought to you by me, Megan Cassidy, and of course, Jamie Heaslip with Love & Media Group. We talk about leadership, wellness, business performance, mindset. So it's nice to take 10 minutes for yourself and listen to our thought download. This morning, we're talking about planning, both professionally and personally. I've never had a five-year plan. Jamie, are you the type that does five-year plans, 10-year plans, or do you think in the shorter term?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I work 10, 5, 3, 1, and then I break it up by quarters. So 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, 1 year, and then I break it up by quarters.
And is that all written down, or is it just something you have circling around in your head?
Oh, I have it written down. So to my left, the reason I'm looking to my left, I've got my Q4 goals, and to my right, I have my 2021 goals. I just think the universe rewards being specific and punishes being vague.
And that was my next question. How flexible are you when things start to change? Do you maintain a certain agility as a rule?
Yes. It's very different with personal and business. But like the reason that I break them down is because like 10 years is like real lofty kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Mm. And some of it's not probably might not even happen. Okay, that's not the point. It's like, okay, how do you get there? And that's why I go 5 years, and that's why I go 3 years, and that's why I go 1 year, and that's why I break it down by quarter. So you have middle milestones. And then even in the quarter, I'm like, okay, here's my little goals in the quarter. And then I break them down. And I go, okay, what are the little steps that we need to start taking that will give you some sort of momentum?
When it comes to business planning, then obviously now, because we're in a pandemic, everything has been thrown out the window.
Yeah.
I know for Lovin, and you know this, Jamie, that we were looking at making a big move into live events, and yeah, we had started putting the wheels in motion on that. You have to maintain an agility when it comes to business plans, while keeping everyone focused on the goal. And that's the really, really tricky piece. So for me, you know, I know that the business is in planning mode when we are hiring proactively. That's one of the benchmarks that to me says, okay, we're actually in planning mode. If you're hiring a role that's a new role in the business and something that you want to do going forward, that's a check mark. We're in planning mode. What do you think is a sign that a business is in planning mode or has the wheels in motion? And what do you think in a pandemic is a good way to keep the group focused, keep the business focused without knowing where things are going to land?
You've got to always be ready for change. That the competitive advantage that you have today doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be there tomorrow. So you have this thing called kind of transient advantage, where you've almost got to be constantly feeding a pipeline of ideas and different experiments or projects that might come to life and might work for your business or not. You know what I mean? Because like I said, everything's kind of cyclical. So you mean you'll get the ramp up phase, you'll get the competitive advantage, you'll kind of plateau, and then you've got to have the ability to let it go. So take what we're doing here. Like, you mean this is new to Lovin? Well, it's not new to Lovin, but like this 10-minute segment, what we're doing is new. And it's adapting, it's trying something new. It's like, okay, well, this, you know, this might work for the business, you know, so far so good, you know? And it's always developing those plans. So I think to answer your question, I think you're to a certain degree, you've always got to be planning. So remember we did a time matrix and that strategic, the important but not urgent category is actually the place you want to be in. You don't want to be in important and urgent the whole time, particularly the higher up you are in a business. And like take now, you know, people have had to adapt to a reality, and some companies have been able to gain an advantage because they didn't stick their head in the sand. Now some companies are just affected because like they're closed down, they're not allowed open. Like hospitality, for example, is decimated. But looking at the landscape and seeing, okay, what has this 6-7 months shown us in terms of what are the long-term changes to behavior? And can you spot them quickly? Time is a relative thing, I suppose. But like, can you see opportunities? And maybe you have to go outside the vertical that you think you just operate in.
Yeah.
Like, for example, what we were talking about previously, something that we were looking at as a business is doing more live events coming away, which is really funny from or ironic, whatever it is, from being a digital business, essentially. Yes. Right. But it was in line with what we were all about. But then looking at how people are spending their money. How people are using their money, and kind of reconfiguring your business to see, like, you know, can you offer it online? Okay, if you're online, what platforms should you use? All these sort of questions. And then where do you relocate your capital going forward? Or where do you get your capital going forward? Is it through grants? Is it through private equity? Is it through the SBCI? You know, all these different things.
Yeah.
It's a long way of me saying that you are constantly planning, you're constantly adapting, you're constantly changing.
Yeah.
And the real skill is finding that space to be moving towards something and thinking, like, I mean, so if you're just going by quarter and you don't have some sort of strategic 5-10 year plan, I think you'll always be in this kind of knee-jerk reaction place, and you won't always be guiding towards where you're trying to get to. I mean, that's simple, easier said than done. But right now, I think agile leadership is key to any sort of business growth.
Yeah, I love the term transient advantage, and I think that really sums up what a business needs to have in a situation like this. If you can identify what you do, no matter the circumstances, what you give to your audience, for us, consumer, for other businesses, whoever your customer is, for us, it's the audience. We always say we want the digital device to facilitate amazing real life experiences. And we do that through curated recommendations. We say, here's where you go for brunch this weekend. The audience member goes and has brunch there and shares it, and it comes full circle. We always want to facilitate real life experiences. And once you know that, no matter the circumstances, you can always make that work. So the minute March 13th, Leo said, everyone go home. We all as a team wiped our calendars and said, right, what do we need to do now to facilitate real life experiences for our audience who can't go outside anymore?
It's understanding as well, Megan. It's understanding your ecosystem and your supply chain as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And where are you living in, and where does this affect people? And look, yes, this is new and scary for a lot of people. It has been. And there's a great theory called kind of parallel play. So parallel play comes from people when they're actually studying toddlers, and how toddlers learn in like parks and stuff like that, or Montessori school, they actually kind of copy off other kids, essentially. So, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Is what we're basically we're saying here. You look at other markets. That's why I said go outside of the vertical or take the blinkers off in terms of the place you operate, and look at others that are similar. Look at other business types or business models or people in the area that you think you've got to pivot into, or where your customers are now at, and learn from them.
Yeah.
And then maybe kind of see what works, see what doesn't work for you in that context. In terms of agile leadership, you've got to let that percolate down and have like agile teams. You've got to have, you do have to have certain standard operating procedures, but you do need that kind of, you do need innovation. And it kind of comes with that pipe, creating that pipeline of possible things that might work or might not work, and trying them out, but having a rapid feedback, particularly right now, having rapid feedback. That's really key. And for SMEs, that's pretty immediate, I think.
Yeah.
And then, move from this kind of command and control type of old school hierarchy approach to managing your business to coaching. You know what I mean? And you've got to, like, a lot of work that I'm getting now is actually coming in and coaching kind of the senior leadership team or individuals on it, or coaching middle management in terms of how to coach people on their team. And then trying to move from meetings to work sessions. So now that we're all doing this, like, I was going to say distance learning, distance, like working from home, basically. I mean, Zooms and all this are great, but very hard to read the room and read the emotion in it. So let's turn it into, have the work done beforehand and turn it into an actual work session, and then go offline and have conversations and stuff with people one-on-one to try and get a bit more of an emotional sense. But let's not have meetings. Let's try and transform it to work sessions.
Brilliant. I think this is a topic that we could talk about for hours. What it looks like day to day for me is making sure that you're measuring the right metrics of success. So if you've got a big 10-year plan, as long as what you're measuring that day feeds into that plan, then you're probably on the right track. And for us, when we moved to Love and Home Comforts rather than Love and Out and About, we started measuring metrics like how many people are saving the recipes that we post on Instagram, because that means they're going to go make that recipe later, rather than previously it had been, you know, just volume. How many page views did we get? How many clicks did we get? We started looking at saves. We started looking at dwell time. We started looking at minutes viewed. Make sure that the metrics you're measuring every day match the long-term goal. And that's a good way to kind of keep the train on the tracks. Okay, that's us for today. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you tomorrow morning at the same time, same place.
Take care.